escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The drive is live. Text line. Ron got that. Got out of there quick before they mentioned him running a mile. I won't be last. Right.
Who you beat?
I won't be last or second.
You're going to trick somebody, huh?
Who you beat?
I'm telling you, man.
Lopez,
I get it. See,
Ron got...
I get out.
Hey, that was disrespectful, Ron. That look was that face.
Ron's got some juice to
that
him.
Face?
Is it on camera?
That face.
I don't know.
See, I tell you, that was disrespectful.
I ran for about 25 years. I used to love running, but then I stopped because of my knees and my back. So I can kick that.
Okay, I still get out 4 times a week out there. I run walk them.
Them AC babies, y'all.
I run walk them. I'm just telling you, there are some people out here. I don't think
there's indoor tracks dirty. Sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
Tyler, you're not moving the competition indoors. No, you're not.
First of all, we're not having a damn mile competition to decide who's accepting the Marconi Award. It's already been decided. It's the face of the station. This guy.
I think my wife is listening. I'm going to try to run an 8-minute mile tomorrow. If you don't hear from me and the babies don't get to school on time, call the ambulance.
I'm just telling you, there's some people out here I believe that would be in this competition if we actually did it. And ain't got up and got out there and walked
to
run.
Ain't pissed to drop.
I walk run it 4 times a week now.
Bajani's run 3 marathons, by the way. See that? Then that's the deal. Bajani, I'll follow. I'm okay if the listeners vote Bajani as the lead. Seth, are y'all kidding me?
Text line. Ron's only beating John McClain. I'll beat your mom.
How do you know that? Her mom may be a.
I don't care.
Well, sorry.
I'll find a way to get it done.
I mean, he is like physically beat to hell compared to the rest of us.
I think you are taking this a little, feel that disrespectful.
I think
you're feeling such disrespect that it is starting to move towards disrespect towards Seth.
I don't think that's your intention.
No,
it's not. Seth knows better. Seth knows better. I just thought our listeners were smarter than that. What group of listeners says, yeah, the former
NFL
defensive lineman that carried around 300-plus pounds and got cut. This was back in the day when they could cut you, by the way, when it was real football. That guy's going to have the fastest mile?
They lopped it off when I was 17.
Yeah, see that guy. The hell y'all talking about?
Text line, Ron looks like Romeo Crennel, a young Romeo.
Are you getting Pendergast?
When Romeo was hitting all kind of ass.
Hey, Luck's nut package.
Now, don't turn this into getting tail. Now, we're talking about running a marathon.
You can turn anything into getting tail.
No, someone texted and said, I look like Romeo Crennel. Well, I said, a young Romeo. When Romeo was getting ass. Package.
Hey, you think you can get Pendergast?
Maybe.
You think you can get Lopez? He's not a villain. Seriously.
Lopez? Yeah, I think
you
can get Lopez.
You think you can get Tyler?
Tyler in them knees?
AC baby?
It's not the AC baby. Tyler would have to get into a walk.
Tyler's kind of like his dogs, man. You can't get, we don't get outside in the heat too much.
Tyler's knee gets him problems.
I got a bad knee, but I can tell you just out of sheer will. There's at least
you won't let me.
No, not you. You probably got me. You got sweet feet, but there's at least two in my mind that there is no way in hell I'm letting beat me. No matter how bad my knee is. Kendrick Gass and Lopez.
No, I'll quit my job if Patrick Creighton beat me.
I forgot about Big Creighton. Sorry, PC.
He's pulling up the tail, no question about it.
Yeah, sheer will, I am not going to fall behind them.
My blood pressure ain't high no more.
I don't know why that's got me so tickled. Gosh.
He really went for it.
Well, I'm just shocked.
That really did get to you. By the way, before we dive into this even further, let's get to the news of the day right now. That's the Texans. As it is cut down day, and they have roughly 50 minutes, a little over 50 minutes, until that comes to a close, and they've got to get down to that number 53. Here are some of the notable names that have been released thus far. We can get into, Clint, some of these that may be surprises, and, Clint, where potential guys that are still on the bubble that haven't been cut. Nick Neiman, the very tall linebacker that was a special teamer, he got that axe.
That one cost him a little money too, boys.
Yeah, $6 million, I believe, is what he got.
I think there was $3 million guaranteed this year and $1 million of next year was guaranteed. So I think the actual cut was cost him $4 million.
Yeah, and so that when I look at that and I'm like, hey man, I ain't afraid to take that. Justin Watson, look out. Trent Brown. Another one of the names. We haven't seen him from his injury yet. Miles Bryant, that's one that may be at least a minor surprise to some. Damon Arnett Jr., who they brought over from the Roughnecks, had a pretty good camp. Rush Yeast, a bit of a surprise, somebody that D'Amico talked about. Not a surprise, but one that I think fits into the category where I thought there was a real chance that he could make it. Irv Smith. Likely going on IR, so that means Harrison Bryant is probably pretty safe to be the third tight end. Jalen Mills, who they brought over at the safety spot, he's gone. Keaton Slovis, the quarterback, out of here. And then this guy who for some reason just many of you all fell in love with him, and I just never got it. And I'll be honest, I never really gave a lot of conversation. I saw it up and down the text line, and that is old Ladarius Henderson. He has been cut.
That's Caserio did that. Caserio came on Payne and Pendergast and like singled him out.
Boy, he's had a great offseason, man.
Body change, worked out.
Bad effort.
He had us all, yeah. And on the back end of a terrible season, protecting your quarterback, you know, goes in about Ladarius Henderson.
Yeah. D'Angelo Ross, Jakob Johnson, the old fullback, he was released. Gerard Jordan also hit that as well. Arthur Mollett, who also in that secondary, was released. So those are the guys thus far. They still need to make some more moves to get down to that number 53 to get their final roster. Clint, any of those jump out to you?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, not necessarily guys, particular guys specifically. I think when you look in this secondary, like you talked about, there were a lot of guys that could have made this team, given that you've got, again, Jimmy Ward, who's been arrested twice and has court cases pending, and you got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who's been injured, and everybody that was there thought it was going to be a season-ending injury. And so you know it was a rough one, but it looks like he's going to come back at some point in time. Those two injuries, and then all of a sudden, you've got out of that secondary, you mentioned Miles Bryant, you mentioned Russ Yeast, you mentioned Jalen Mills, Arthur Mollett. All of these guys that got released were all going to at least some way figure into kind of how they soften the blow of the injury and the off the field issues, legal issues of Jimmy Ward. And none of those guys have made the team out of the gate here. So it makes you think that potentially they could have their eyes set on somebody that's being released or maybe a potential trade that's going to bring in some help. One of my questions yesterday, Ron, on our show, was instead of trying to figure out how many guys are on the 53-man roster, just like one of the questions that the Texans are going to have to answer is, what do you do at safety with the legal issues and the injury? Who picks up the slack other than MJ Stewart? Right? How do you maneuver your cornerbacks and your nickel defenders and your safeties? How do you maneuver? How do you massage those three positions to make it all make sense, at least for a month? And I would have guessed that one or multiple of these guys that we mentioned getting cut would have been in that mix, and they're not. So keep an eye on the Texans. There's something going on there.
Yep.
That at least leads us to believe that they could have their eyes set on somebody else in the secondary. That's a real player, not just a depth piece.
Yeah, because right now that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 6 guys they have released out of the secondary, and Jimmy Ward is still, you know, in limbo, you would think, right now. And hell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we don't know.
Yeah,
you know, with his injury is going there. So right now, Jalen Smith, Jalen Reed, Tremont Smith, and MJ Stewart are the guys that are behind Petrie, Lassiter, Gardner Johnson, Bullock, and Stingley. They've got to be adding somebody.
Hard to think that Jalen Reed is the answer. Sixth round pick?
Yeah.
Sixth round pick out of Penn State, was injured the majority.
He was really
good the first week of camp, but then got injured. Hard to think that his health and him returning has anything to do with what the Texans plan on doing in the secondary at that safety position. To me, this has to be either a Petrie move, right? You're going to move Petrie back to safety, and you're going to Tremont Smith and Jalen Smith and those guys and Kamari Lassiter are going to be the corners and the nickel defender kind of thing, or there's somebody out there that they're going to trade for, or somebody that's getting cut loose they think highly of they're going to bring in. That safety position is one to keep an eye on still, next hour at least.
Any guys that you're looking at right now that haven't been announced as cuts this is going to be an interesting 45 minutes for those guys.
Well, they got to do something with that linebacker position. I mean, I think you got to, and I'm talking there's 2 or 3 or 4 guys that I think a couple of them are going to have to be cut. And unless you can make a trade, unless you can package them up and make some kind of trade, I think Damian Pierce, obviously, at that running back position, what are they going to do there with Damian Pierce? And then the veterans, Cam Robinson is still hanging out there. Word on the street is they
could trade rumors there.
They're floating trades with him. Denico Autry, again, they got options there of leaving him on some kind of pup list or cutting him and saving some money. So, yeah, I think there's the next 45 minutes, I think, is going to be pretty telling for the Texans. And there could be some significant names, some notable names moving out and maybe one or two moving in.
That defensive line room, too. That's one to watch. You talked about Denico Autry. Is there a wonder, will something happen there via trade? Foley Fatakasi, he is one to me to watch as well. When you look at, you know, Rankins, Edwards Jr., Tim Settle, Tommy Togiai, they seem to really, really love. It doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. And then, you know, there's Foley Fatakasi right now on the depth chart. He's the third. He's 3 deep. And you wonder, I think his contract might have been less than what they gave Neiman. So that's to me also one to watch in that room if they carry all the
boy. If they, I don't know the contract, but if they cut Foley and keep Togiai, boy.
If they what?
If they cut Foley and keep Tommy Togiai, or however they say his name,
Togiai, they love him, man.
I know they like him, but he ain't even on the same. He ain't even. I mean, that ain't even. Well, that'd be a
they have talked about him. I just don't think he's going anywhere. They've talked about him.
Oh, they like him. Ain't no doubt about they like him.
Yeah, the head coach repeatedly gave him the nickname Mr. Consistency.
Hell, Jerry liked me too. Came time to cut bait, bro.
Jerry wasn't. He was playing.
He didn't call him Mr. Consistency, though. To be fair.
Jerry wasn't also Bill Parcells.
Ain't that the damn
Bill
truth?
Bill didn't run team. Didn't run to that podium talking about you the way D'Amico's talking about Tommy. That's but fair. Bill should have.
That is fair.
By the way, you've been watching that documentary?
Oh, I watched the whole thing. It's tremendous.
I know we got to go to break, but you brought it up, and it is one of the most amazing stories in American history. That Michael Irvin is alive or not in jail.
No question.
Now, I mean, I'm telling you, we only know a few of these stories. There's got to be other ones.
No question.
Like, he ain't go to jail for that scissor stunt? Come on, dog. How in the hell?
On probation.
I mean, has he served? He ain't served a day. Mm-mm. Hell, I know he just did. He did the one that lost his NFL Network job. Like, it is one of the most amazing things.
Mike said what made him great on that football field, tear him apart in them streets.
Michael Irvin being alive or not in jail ranks right up there with Chris Brown making a complete comeback in his career, and the people who have mainly supported him are women after what he did to Rihanna. That's one of the most amazing things in American history, right up there with Michael Irvin not being in jail. I mean, over a haircut. Nah, dog, you going to jail.
Yeah.
He hit him with that line, though. I know you love the kids. You almost took me away from mine.
Mm-hmm.
What a line that was. They probably cut his ass afterwards. All right, coming up as we continue, you got to hear what C.J. Stroud had to say earlier today on ESPN, and it brings up a thought to me about this offense. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are keeping you abreast of the situation, just over 30 minutes until the deadline in which NFL teams have to get down to that 53 number on their roster. The latest cut is D'Angelo Ross for the Texans. That means in that secondary, Clint, D'Angelo Ross, Damon Arnett Jr., Miles Bryant, Arthur Mollett, they are all being released by the Texans. They are moving on with those members of the secondary. So that's a lot there in that secondary. So we'll see the moves that they will make to get down to those numbers. All right, we will keep you updated. As said, 3 o'clock, that is the deadline. All right, Clint, C.J. Stroud, he went on First Take today and was talking about the new offense, the new offense he will be leading into this season. Here's his thoughts on the changes made.
I feel great. I think, you know, we brought in a lot of great pieces. Of course, we know we traded Laramie, but I feel like we brought in a rookie who is hungry, wants to get better, is doing great in camp. Titus is back at tackle. He looks great. So we got a lot of good pieces, man, and versatile. We're young. We have a new scheme. I think that had to do a lot of it. That had to do a lot with it last year. It was like, we got to be able to get rid of the ball, move the pocket, like help those guys out. Everything can't just be drop back pass. It can be play action. So that's running the ball. You know, so there's ways we can help those guys out. And by me, I got to do a better job of getting the ball out when it's necessary. So it's not just on them, it's on me as well. So I think we're doing a great job by setting that foundation in camp. And I'm excited, man. Our O-line looks great.
All right, this did bring up a thought that I do want to get into here in a bit. But your thoughts of hearing CJ kind of express the differences, and as he talked about a new scheme, and he went into a little detail on some of the changes he needs to make and the offense needs to make.
Yeah, just one more time, what I want to hear from my quarterback if I'm D'Amico Ryans, and what I want to hear as a Texans fan is I want to hear the quarterback talking about we've got to help those guys, because nothing can be more true about fixing the Houston Texans pass protection. Nothing can be quicker. Nothing can be more sudden. Nothing can have a more lasting impact. Nothing can be more related to winning than your quarterback understanding that he has to help those guys up front. And I love the way that it seems like every time C.J. Stroud is asked about his offensive line, he goes immediately to, we got to help those guys. We got to help those guys. The play calling, the scheming, the quarterback play, getting the ball out of his hands, We got to help those guys. And so first and foremost, that is the most important thing I hear in that cut, is he's taking the ownership and he's taking the accountability and he's letting everybody know that, hey, man, a big piece of this is me. And I've been screaming this from the mountaintops all year last year. And the best version of C.J. Stroud is when he understands he's got to protect his offensive line. That's the best version of C.J. Stroud. And yeah, with this defense, if you get that version of C.J. Stroud with this defense, you're going to win a lot of football games.
713-572-4610. You can jump in on this thought, Clint. You can give your thoughts first. We've talked about a lot of things. We've now seen an entire training camp with OTAs, mandatory minicamp, 3 different preseason games. We've watched Nick Caley a good amount here leading into the first game of the season. What are your biggest questions for the Texans offense right now? What are your biggest questions? It could be very specific. It could be broad. What are your biggest questions about the Texans offense?
Well, I think the same two things that we talked about leading up to the draft, leading up to free agency, I think the same two things are still the question marks, the concerns, the potential pain points for this offense, right? It's offensive line play, particularly interior offensive line play. Can Jake Andrews, who was released by the New England Patriots, was on the streets and the Texans grabbed him and literally gave him the Kamari Lassiter treatment, named him starter right away, and he's been running starter. He's been considered a starter from jump. I don't care what the rotation has said. He's been a starter from jump. Can you find a guy in that manner and that guy come in and be the answer to fixing your O-line problems? Because the center's got to communicate damn near as much as a quarterback does. And your right guard couldn't get ran up out of Minnesota any quicker after they drafted him early and gave him multiple opportunities. And you bring him in here and he ends up being your starting right guard. Look, I think it was clear Laken Tomlinson was the guard they brought in to plug and play and be a starter. And he's there. But somehow Ed Ingram has found his way in a starting, it what appears to be in a starting lineup at the right guard position. Do those two guys work out? The question marks are still interior offensive line. Then you go to the wide receiver position. Xavier Hutchinson, while I think he earned it, he's a good player. And I love the chemistry. I love the approach to his game. You still have a 3 through 5, let's call it, wide receiver question mark. Is Xavier Hutchinson really a guy that can give you big minutes throughout a season and produce, right? Is Noel and Higgins, the two rookies out of Iowa State, yeah, they got roster spots. Yeah, they're secure. Can they play at the NFL level and make plays here like they did at Iowa State? Big 12.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, to me, it's still the same two top two questions we had going into the draft, same top two questions we had going into free agency are the same two kind of pain points going into the season that we got to wait and see, and that's interior offensive line play and depth the wide receiver position.
Yeah, I think my one big question kind of involves all of that because I do think those are good questions to have, and I see some people kind of echoing that or here on the text line. I think for me, Clint, I think most people should feel better about the offensive line now. Doesn't mean that they're going to, when the regular season starts, when they get to the Rams, that they are going to really, really show improvements. But I think right now, you've got to feel better about the offensive line going into the season and a lot of things. I think for me, my biggest question is Clint, they probably won't have to do this much with their defense. But can they go out and put up a big number on the scoreboard if they have to? Can they go out and can this team go out and get 30 if they need to? If there's a game, Clint, in which the defense is, you know, I mean, there's some really good offenses in this league that, and they've got some on their schedule, right? They play Buffalo. They play Baltimore. They play potentially, we'll see what San Francisco does, who's traditionally been a good offense. They play some good offenses. If they have to go get 30, are they gonna be explosive enough to go and do that? That is a question to me. If they get into a game, will they be able to do it like they did a couple of years ago with the Buccaneers, or like they did a couple of years ago with the Bengals, where they had to go and CJ had to go and put up 30 plus in a game? I do wonder if they have that type of firepower moving forward, especially the way that they want to run offense, the way it seems right now.
Well, look, I think that is a fair question. But my only response is that this team is going to be geared around them not having to.
No, I know. I said they probably won't have to do it that often. But, Clint, I'm betting there's going to be at least one or two times this year that they're going to have to score.
Oh, sure there is. You know what I mean? There always is, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to score. And I wonder if Darren said, we're getting 50 on the Ravens. That might be it.
Ooh.
That might be one of those games. Yeah, so that is my wonder, is it how explosive. And if this team needs to go put up points. Because I think most of their games, 24 is probably going to get it done. But maybe there's a couple that they gotta really score. All right, two big stories from the Astros and the Texans that I want to jump into. That we should have a resolution on both of those coming up in the next hour. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, just under 20 minutes remaining on the 3 o'clock deadline where all NFL teams, including the Texans, had to get down to a 53-man roster. And we are noting any other guys that have been cut. They still have to get down, right, Tyler? I think they've got about 6 or 7 guys they still need.
Yeah, right in that neighborhood somewhere in around 6, yeah.
And I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit more, because as we said early, they've really kind of cut down a lot in that secondary with the injuries and legal situation with Jimmy Ward and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So they may even need to get a little further down, Tyler, so they can potentially add somebody else that's out there if that's what the plan is.
Right.
You would think.
Yeah, from another squad.
The Browns placed Deshaun Watson on the physically unable to perform list if anybody's scoring at home. Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on that. From Kick Rocks on YouTube and Twitch, if Stroud and Collins are playing, they are capable. That's kind of a silly question. Any NFL team should be able should be capable of scoring 30 on a given day. Hell, the Titans put 30 up on us last year. It's a silly question if you have your complete Texans glasses on. You know what the hell I'm talking about. And there's going to be games where your defense, especially against better teams, aren't going to be able to just hold teams down, and you got to put up points.
Pump sling it,
right? The Chiefs last year had a great defense. Buffalo scored 31 on them. They had to score 34, right? The Eagles scored a whole bunch of points on them, and they couldn't score enough points on them. There are games. You know what the hell I'm talking about, Kick Rocks. You know football, all right? Now, stop just trying to do whatever the hell it is you're trying to do.
Well, they're going to spend a lot of time, and have spent a lot of time on building this, what I believe is going to be defense, run the football, be smart at the quarterback position, don't turn it over,
yep.
Let the other team lose, and instead of you go out and try to win every damn possession. And that brand of football throughout a season can win a lot of games. I think it can get you back to 10 wins. I think it can probably get you back to the second round of the playoffs. But there's going to be a couple of games in the regular season, and there's damn sure going to be one, if not more, in the playoffs, hopefully more. But there's going to be one, if not more, in the playoffs where – hey, man, your defense gave up 14 in the first quarter. I don't know what happened. Hey, maybe your offense put your defense in a bad spot and you get behind, you dig a hole. And you know it's going to take, 28 or 35 to win this thing. And I think it's a fair question to say the way that the Texans are built and the way that they've kind of gone about putting this thing together, do they then have the ability to shift gears at a moment's notice and go, hey, man, we got to get real aggressive and this is just flat out going to be a shootout? Do they have that ability? It's not just to say that they can't. It's just, do they have that ability with, again, two rookies out of Iowa State as your third and fourth wide receiver, with continued questions or about your offensive line's ability to protect, your best running back injured. We don't know what version of Dalton Schultz we're going to get this year. Can we protect? Can he create separation? Can he catch the ball? I think that's a very, very fair question, not only based off what we saw last year, but also just simply how this organization appears to be being wired this year.
Yeah, I think most, as I said before, most games, Clint, 24 is probably going to get it done for them. But they're like, Kyle Shanahan's is really, really good, and he's got some players for the Niners. That might be a game where your defense just doesn't smother teams, right? The Ravens have a lot of parts on their defense, on their offense, right? The Texans had a good offense last year. They gave up 31 points, and they took their foot off the gas in that game against the Ravens. Andy Reid's pretty good. You got to, like, there may be, there are going to be some games where your offense is going to have to keep up.
Sure.
Some of those.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fair question.
To
all right.
The Stars.
A couple of other things here today to look for. Obviously, we understand here in about 13 minutes, we've got to look at other names that may get cut down. Clint, I'm looking. Tyler, Cheryl will be looking. This could be a Jordan day. You would think that Tyler's crossing his fingers. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, can see this may be a Jordan day. By the way, real quick, and you can think about this, and we can touch this a little later. Who do you think is going to be affected the most with Jordan entering the lineup again? Who do you think is
people with seats in the Crawford boxes?
Usually pulls it, but I hear you. Yeah,
I'm an idiot.
As someone said, yeah, whoever's sitting in front of him and behind him, yes, that's probably it. Altuve probably, I would think, is going to be the person that hits, you know, in front of him.
You think? I think it's Correa.
Or Correa, yeah, Altuve or Correa. We'll see where they've been having him hitting third, Altuve, so we'll see where he goes. But really, anybody in front of him, those guys are always going to see better pitches with him lurking. I think Christian Walker is somebody, if they elect to hit him behind him, like I think was the initial plan, we'll have a lot of runners on base in front of him the same way Jose Abreu did when Jordan was back in there. So there are multiple guys. I'd say Christian Walker, I think, a lot to constantly have guys, and they're not going to fool with him, and he's going to have chances to do some damage with guys on base.
I'm gonna go Carlos Correa. I think they go Peña, Altuve, Correa,
They switch Altuve and you think Correa?
Well, I think Jordan goes in that four hole instead of the three hole. Remember, because it was Jordan in the three hole.
Hell, he was batting second.
I guess he moved. I was spotted. You know, he moves around, doesn't he? But I'm gonna go with Correa and but boy, you take your pick, man. It's going to be a beautiful sight. But I know Jordan Alvarez back in the lineup and Hunter Brown on the bump. Boy, that's a get home and we ain't watching Wildstar, whoever it is Liv likes to watch tonight.
Wildstar,
the old unicorn, man, the old magical unicorn academy. We ain't watching that tonight. We're watching them Strohs, baby.
Ours.
Mama's out of town too.
Hanging out the YouTube kids, huh? That's where ours is. And the other one is, as we are waiting the Texans to get down, Clint. This was reported earlier from Adam Schefter. A name to watch today is Texans left tackle Cam Robinson, whom the team has discussed trading, per sources. From Aaron Wilson, although his max value of his contract is $14.5 million, $2 million guaranteed base salary, and most of it was the $8.75 million he got paid in a signing bonus. The other couple million is a bonus if he makes the Pro Bowl. So that one is it's about $12 million, as we've talked about, Clint. It looks like they're trying to move him, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see that at some point today. Clint, when you put that out there with Adam Schefter, I think you are really pushing hard to trade him. What's your thoughts about the entire Cam Robinson situation? Is this a blunder? Is this how do you feel about the fact that this was the big, from a monetary standpoint, the big offseason thing they did with their offensive line?
Yeah, look, I think it's a little over $10 million is what the dead cap hit would be, you know, that I think the move there in a trade would be, hey, we'll eat half of it if you'll take the other half of the salary and take him off our hands, kind of deal. But you know, look, I think it's a move that had to be made when you move Laremy Tunsil. You got to go out and get some known commodity that can play left tackle. Whether you know, we can sit around here and pick the guy apart and say he can or can't play. I mean, the market dictated that he gets $12 to $14 million a year, and it's a 1 year deal. Obviously, if he was you know, at his peak or had was as good as everybody originally thought he was, he'd been getting a 3 or 4 year deal. So the 1 year deal, 12 to 14, is where he was at. I think the market dictated that. So I don't necessarily, think negatively of Nick and D'Amico for making that happen. I think you're in a situation right now where if that guy ends up your backup, and you're paying that kind of money to a backup.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, Tyler, this is big. What's the breaking news you have?
Yeah, not quite the Texans roster news we maybe expected today, but big, big-time Texans breaking news coming from Tom Pelissero. The National Football League today, Tuesday, they placed Jimmy Ward of the Houston Texans on the commissioner's exempt list. Ward may not practice or attend games while he remains on this commissioner's exempt list. That is the latest information, boys.
All right, not a major surprise that this happened. Now it even makes you wonder more about some of these cuts they've made in the secondary. Again, Tyler, just coming through, courtesy of Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The league is placing Jimmy Ward on the commissioner's exempt list. He is not going to be able to practice or attend games, obviously, or play while he is on this list. So that is big news coming there from a roster perspective, and we'll see what the Texans do moving forward with Jimmy Ward. I would imagine probably play this thing out. We'll hear from Nick Caserio as he will carry it live on the station, as he will speak tomorrow about things after the deadline here, the roster deadline here, and we'll probably hear his comments about Jimmy Ward. Yeah. But that is the latest there.
Look, this is really a win for the Texans. You're not going to obviously put him on the roster given the legal situations and given the injury issue. I guess he's not completely back healthy yet. So how do you handle him? Do you handle him on one of the different injured lists, or does the league take it out of your hands? And I think probably the cleanest is probably the league taking it out of their hands. And now Jimmy can be behind the scenes and handle his legal issues, get all that stuff figured out. And depending on how that ends up, what the results specifically are, then, you know, the Texans can make a decision on whether they want to keep him or not. And in the meantime, it doesn't, impact their roster or anything like that in to any degree. Now, I'm sure there were ways with him being injured. I'm sure there were ways, even if the commissioner didn't do this, I'm sure there were ways that they could have placed him on an injured list, but this just makes it clean and easy.
Yep. All right, coming up here as we get closer to the deadline, 3 o'clock deadline, we will get you caught up with the latest cuts. And we'll talk to our guy, Danny Cannell, who is one of the best in the business when it comes to covering college football. We'll get his thoughts as week one officially gets going coming up later on this week. Danny Cannell and the latest roster moves with the Texans coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.